Angie has made it easier than ever to hire high-quality pros to get all your home service jobs done well. Just bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie will connect you with local pros who match your specific needs. Or book a service instantly at an upfront price. So join the millions of homeowners who use Angie to care for their homes and get your next home service job done well. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Please don't touch the thermostat. Please keep your towel on. Welcome to the steam room. It's the Charles Barkley podcast with me, Ernie Johnson.
So you're supposed to keep the towel on in the steam room?
For this steam room.
Okay, okay.
For this steam room.
Okay.
I can tell that you're not a... But, yo, you told me you...
I always keep a towel on, but that actually is a debate. You're in the steam room, you're trying to... steam up. I mean, it is a debate whether you keep the towel on or not. I do keep a towel on.
If there's other folks in there, I keep the towel on.
If you're by yourself, you take it off?
I will have the towel underneath me.
Yeah. I always have a towel underneath me, but I always
cover. So you don't slide around all over the place.
I always sit on a towel, but I always cover up just out of embarrassment, I think it'd be the good. Just kidding.
Welcome, everybody. Thanks for spending some time with us. If you are listening to us now, you can officially be referred to as a steamer.
Yes, yes.
And you can wear that label proudly as we enter our...
And I hope my man from Australia last week, who calls himself a loyal steamer, got our shout out and sent out a lot of information. We hope everybody helped the people over in Australia. We put a real... Ernie and the team put a really nice list together of different ways to help. But we really appreciate anything y'all can do for those people in Australia.
Indeed, we do. As we start every episode of the Steam Room, we go, First of all,
you know you have a lot of money when you get Honey Nut Cheerios. I've had the regular Cheerios.
First of all, you know anybody ride a motorcycle who makes millions of dollars is an idiot.
First of all, zero plus zero is zero.
It's a chance for Chuck to blow off some steam.
Yes.
Or just to voice an opinion. And so what's first of all?
First of all, it's going to be about the Kansas State melee, brawl, whatever you want to call it. It was not a good look. It was not a good look for Kansas State, for college basketball. But I think that sometime when guys get on television, we want to play God, judge, and jury. And I don't like that, because I always try to stay back and say, okay, let me think about this a second and don't worry about my initial reaction. It was ugly. Thank goodness nobody got hurt. But I think we have to realize, number one, you should be suspended. But these guys who want these guys banished from college basketball, banished from their school, I don't like that, because these are 18, 19-year-old kids. If everybody in the world on television take a step back and breathe, says, man, I probably did some stupid stuff at 18, 19 myself, and say, just breathe. Like I say, it was not a good look. There should be suspensions. But I think banishing these kids when they're 18, 19, doing something really, 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 really stupid, I don't think that's the right way to go. I think they should be suspended.
But so it's the rest of the regular season, essentially, what, for Silvio D'Souza?
Yeah.
Image holding the
chair
over his head before somebody knocked it out of his hands or whatever.
Was not a good look. But
more than that, Chuck, it wasn't just not a good look. Yeah. That could have been criminal.
It could have been. But it wasn't.
Right.
So that's actually a great point you made. If he had hit somebody with a chair, whatever they suspend you, I can't argue with. But because he didn't do it, you take a step back. I was hoping for 10 games, but the point was, number one, that was stupid. And he can't do that. But I just don't want to jump on college kids like I do pro guys. Mm-hmm. I mean, we're all stupid at 18, 19, 20 years old.
The way that thing started in the closing ticks of a blowout game and a steal at midcourt led to it all. But also standing over the guy after that, so there were a lot of things that contributed to it.
Yeah. First of all, I think the kid from Kansas State was wrong, which he got lost in all this because all the stupidity on the other end of the court. But Kansas is not trying to run up the score. You know, let me tell you something. I'm not proud of some of the stuff I did as a player. Mm-hmm. When guys are shooting threes when you're up 20, knock the hell out of them. I've told my teammates, I've called a team meeting on the court, say, hey, we're down 20, the game is over. If anybody shoots a three, knock their ass in the stands as hard as you can. I know about rubbing it in. But Kansas wasn't trying to rub it in. They were up 20. My man was just dribbling the ball, going to let the clock run out. So if Kansas had been trying to score, I can understand Kansas State getting upset. But if they're just trying to, like, we're up 20, the game is over, I'm just going to dribble the clock out, the game is over.
And then you hate to see it spill out into where fans are sitting.
Well, because,
I mean, you got handicapped and accessible wheelchair seating right down there, too, and then you've got players all over the place.
And listen, one thing about jocks, they're big, strong guys. If you hit a fan, you could really hurt them. Number one, you could hurt a fellow competitor, and you don't want to do that. But if you're in the stands and one of these fans grab you or something, like going back to the melee at the Palace, if a fan hits you, one of these big old dudes hit a fan, they could really hurt them badly. Then you had, like you said, you had the people in wheelchairs over there. It was just a bad look. But the overall point I want to make is this is a teachable moment. They were 100% wrong. I don't want to sit here and act like I'm defending these kids. But let's be careful as adults trying to say, let's just throw this kid away.
How long will that Mark D'Souza, I don't know how long he's going to play. I don't know what kind of a career he's going to have, if he's going to have a career after college ball. How long will that incident mark him?
Well, for life. But he can't let it define him. Same thing with Myles Garrett, who's a hell of a player. The way society works is, Ernie, you see it sometime when I'm reading tweets on Bleacher Report and things like that. If a jock do something wrong, they bring up something he did 10 years ago. And no matter how much success Mr. D'Souza has, people are always going to bring that up. And that's the way it is.
Especially if there's another incident
yes.
that something happens. So he's no stranger to this.
Yes, you know? Yes. But you can't let it define you. Like Myles Garrett, who's a hell of a player, he made a mistake, a serious mistake. To me, it's over with. I thought the suspension for the rest of the season was fair. I hope Commissioner Goodell's let him back in the league. But he can't have any more screw-ups because the first thing they're going to show is the helmet thing.
Exactly. Coming up next, a little bit of a new segment here on the stand.
Uh-oh.
It's Chuck versus the Internet.
Uh-oh. Chuck versus the Internet.
I don't know exactly what that means, but we'll find out.
We know that I'm going to win because the Internet is full of idiots.
Back inside the steam room, Charles is a lot of things, but big Internet guy is not one of them. Once we had Steve Ballmer on the show, you didn't know what a browser was. You once pronounced Wi-Fi Wi-Fi.
True.
So in this new segment, intended to bring to your attention the most topical viral stories that the Internet is buzzing about that may be a bit off your radar. This is Charles Barkley versus the Internet. Here's story number one.
Okay.
So the NFC Championship game, you could go there in your Niners gear, you could go there in your Packers gear, or like Rob Lowe, you could just go there with a hat that said NFL. Not an NFL team hat, not a 100th anniversary of the NFL hat, just a black hat with a shield. There were some on the internet who said he was dressed as if he might have to sub in for an official if he got hurt. And another said, when Rob Lowe goes to a concert, instead of getting a souvenir band T-shirt, he just gets a shirt that says music.
Well,
so what you think of the Rob Lowe look?
Well, first of all, I've met Rob Lowe a few times in my life. That's a pretty man. That's a pretty man. Rob is a pretty man. You know,
But hold on. Rob Lowe, Reggie Theus, Rick Fox. Who you got?
Ooh. That might be the hardest question that I've ever had to answer. Rob Lowe, Rick Fox, Reggie Theus. Okay. I can't answer that question.
No, you can't.
Those are three pretty men.
Go ahead and make
So I actually
point.
Was watching the game when they showed this shot. And then, because they went to a promo of Rob's new show.
Mm-hmm.
So Rob, I think it's called 911 something, Texas or something like that. But, hey, listen, Rob's being a good company man. They got him tickets to show him and promote his show. He didn't want to be a homer or a
show pack, any favorites.
Yeah, so okay. I give Rob a shout out on that.
All right, that's very good. He was great in the West Wing.
He was West Wing is one of the most underrated shows because that's somebody like Mr. Sheen's name? Martin Sheen is mm-hmm. it? Is one of the great actors. Number one. Societal people, civil rights people. He's done some amazing things, but he's somebody I really, really admire.
What else? A St. Elmo's Fire. Anybody see St. Elmo's Fire?
Of course
Fire?
We did.
Of course you did.
Of course we did.
Demi Moore.
And, was Emilio Estevez on there too?
He was.
He was, and, yes.
Who's the...
Ali Sheedy? It was either
yeah,
her...
Yeah, yeah, it was that whole...
Brad Pack kind of Bunch,
yeah,
right. which brings me to one of the great movies of all time, The Breakfast Club.
Oh, very much the same group.
Yes, yes. But Judd Nelson, I got
Judd Nelson. Yes, that's who was in that?
But you know, it was. I like movies like that because that's really what high school is like. Everybody have their little group, and they really don't even realize they have a lot more in common than they realize.
Which at the end of The Breakfast Club.
They got figured it out.
Yeah.
But exactly. You know, we're so stupid when we're young, Ernie. Like, you get with your clique and you go through high school.
Were you in a clique?
I was in a jock clique.
The jock clique. Okay.
And you know, I didn't realize that I was a jackass till later.
People didn't resent you because you were making straight A's?
Okay. See, you're a funny guy.
Let's go to story number two.
Yes, let's skip that straight A story.
Have you heard of Bad Luck Chuck?
I have not.
You'll enjoy this. During the AFC divisional playoff game, Chuck Penn is this guy's name. He posted a selfie as he exited Arrowhead Stadium with the Chiefs trailing 21-0.
All right, I'm out of here. I'm out of here so we get the second half comeback going. Hopefully. Can't do it. Gotta leave, man. It's my only hope.
So he leaves. And you know the Chiefs with that huge comeback, and they beat the Texans. So,
what kind of loser fan is that?
This thing went viral, and so he became this superstitious figure. He was banned from Arrowhead by the superstitious Chiefs fans. Patrick Mahomes was even asked about it during his postgame presser. He told Bad Luck Chuck to stay home for the AFC Championship game. The team got involved. They gave the guy a new grill as an incentive to stay home and not attend the title game against Tennessee.
Was it a green egg?
And he obliged, and the Chiefs won. But that's not where the story ends, because now they're going to the Super Bowl, and this cat wants to go. Okay, so this is a once-in-a-lifetime moment.
I've never seen
our team play in the Super Bowl. I've at least got to be in Miami. Chiefs fans want him to stay home. Niners fans want him in Miami. What do you think Bad Luck Chuck should do from one Chuck to another?
Well, first of all, I hate he got my name. But see, this is what fans – so my daughter, who's the greatest thing ever happened to me, we're at the Final Four, and she says, Dad, I want to come to the Final Four. I said, of course, I'll get you tickets. She calls me like a couple days before, says, Dad, I changed my mind. I'm like, why? I don't want to bring bad luck on the team. And I'm like, wait a minute. I paid for you to go to Villanova and Columbia. And you're such an idiot. You think whether you at the game or not has an effect on who's going to win the game? I started laughing so hard. I said, Christiana, you acting like a crazy fan. Whether your lucky shirt or you at the game or not has no effect upon the game.
Right.
So, Chuck, man, listen, if my team, I got two teams, the Atlanta Falcons. I grew up rooting for the Falcons. Everybody in Alabama roots for the Falcons. Shout out to Julio Jones and Matty Ice. And now I'm a Philadelphia fan. But if I had a Eagles and I'm a Cardinals fan because of the great Larry Fitzgerald, and congratulations on buying a piece of the sun. That's awesome. But, man, go to the game. That's, if you a real fan, and I've heard this before from my NFL friends, and I got to visit this place. They said Arrowhead Stadium is the loudest stadium in the NFL. I've been to a lot of NFL games, but people tell me Kansas City is the best place to watch an NFL game.
You know, I went there one time, Chuckster, and it was for Joe Montana's debut.
Wow.
In a preseason game, because we had it on TNT. So it's a preseason game. The place was off the chain.
Yeah. And,
but it was a loud place, but it was really weird to have a preseason game that had that kind of buzz surrounding
it. For that one, it had to be for Joe Montana.
Yeah. So are you saying there's nothing? Because I know you've played with guys who have these superstitions, who have to put their socks on the same way each time.
There, it is, too.
And there, I mean, and Major League Baseball players say, I got to jump over the foul line, don't step on that, or I've got to do this. I mean, so you don't think it has any place?
Any place.
You don't. But for an athlete, do you think it maybe there's a comfort level that says, okay, I've done everything the way I'm supposed to do it today, or, my pregame got a little disrupted.
Well, I think that would hurt your game.
Would it?
I do. I think that would hurt your game developing superstitions because if everything.
So you didn't have any?
None. No.
Come on.
No, I did not have any. Because think about it, Ernie. If you do your superstitious thing, you have a bad game, you're going to be flustered. That's like one night. This actually happened on our show. And I can't remember who was announcing the game. And this guy had a career night. And one of the announcers says, well, he need to do a drive to the game the exact same way he did the other day. And I actually called him an idiot on the air that night. I said, that's so idiotic because, first of all, you get to the game that's got the least amount of traffic. I never drove to the game. I would check the traffic report, and this is when I'm playing for the Sixers, and I would find a way to navigate the traffic. But I would be terrified to develop superstitions for the simple fact if it didn't work, you would be so screwed up, like getting ready for the next game. So I think superstitions hurt you more than they help you.
So you're not even a little stitious?
No, not at all.
Okay. Hey, when we come back, are we gonna bring in a guest, another guest on the steam room?
Well, we call them special guests.
Yes, well.
Special guests.
Special steamer guests. And I'm not even going to tell you, but the Grammys are coming up.
Yes, they
are.
There's
a little bit of a hint for y'all.
Shout out to Alicia Keys.
She's not the guest.
She's hosting. Got a special guest.
Oh, do we ever.
Yes.
And we're going a long way for this special guest.
Yeah.
We're going to Sweden for this special guest.
That's awesome.
PJ Morton is nominated for 3 Grammys for his R&B work. Grammys are this Sunday. Last year, he walked away with a Grammy for his rendition of How Deep Is Your Love, which was unbelievable. Yebo was on there on the vocals with him. Just tremendous. And he is nice enough to join us from Sweden, where it's approaching showtime, about an hour and a half till he takes the stage.
Yes.
PJ, it's nice of you, man. I appreciate it.
Oh, my pleasure. Anytime you guys call, man, I'm here.
He's
I'm
been
here.
A longtime friend of our show inside the NBA. And, man, it's just so cool for all of us who know you to see the way your career, obviously playing keys for Maroon 5 is one thing, but your solo career has taken off and it's just sensational. And what does it feel like to have your work nominated for three Grammys this year?
Yeah, it's it doesn't really get old for me. You know, I've been working at this for a while, and for people to still care, and for that group of people to acknowledge my work and, like, you know, think it's good enough to be. We made some history this year. I'm the first artist ever to be nominated for R&B album 3 years in a row.
Wow.
And it's mind blowing to me, man. I really love music. I really still love this stuff. So for people to still care, it's a beautiful thing. Like you said, I've had success with Maroon, and you know, that could have been enough. I've been so grateful for the band, but now to also individually get it is just like, it's a beautiful thing, man. I'm so grateful.
When you, like, for anybody who's successful, we all get our inspiration. You saw something or somebody who says, I mm-hmm. want to do that. Who is the person or people who first are like, no, I want to do that right there for you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there were a few. I mean, first, my father, you know, I watched my father as a pastor growing up preach to people and really touch people. And I knew that I wanted to do that, make people smile, make people happy, give people hope, you know. So he was the first one. And then I heard Stevie Wonder, and I was like, man, I got to, you know, because as a keyboard player and a singer, I was like, I want to do that. And then I saw Prince perform on stage, and I said, man, so those are kind of three big ones for me that kind of changed the whole game for me and let me, you know, like kind of forged me on my path of like wanting to do it. And like, you know, something you could relate to, but I, you know, even seeing, this wasn't music, but seeing Michael Jordan do what he did, kind of soaring above what seemed natural. It's what I wanted to do in music, you know. So that was also a huge inspiration for me as a kid.
When you played the Super Bowl last year with Maroon, on the nervous scale, where did that rank with, you know, with all the performances you've done? How nerve wracking is waiting to take the field at halftime of the Super Bowl?
Yeah, that's by far the biggest one. I say on the scale of nervousness these days, you got SNL because it's still live, you know, it's still the real thing, and you have the Grammys, which is super up there, but the Super Bowl is is like nothing you can compare it to. It's nothing you can compare it to because you have 70,000, 60,000 to 70,000 people in front of you, but then you also know that there are 100 million people watching you all at one time. If you mess up, it's like it's instant, you know. So it's the craziest experience that I've ever been a part of. I'm happy I did it, and I'm also glad it's over. I'm glad it's over because it was a lot, man. It was a lot.
Keep using that gift, my brother. It's really, really, really,
yes,
really
sir.
Good, man. And those folks in Sweden they're in for a treat tonight.
Good luck this weekend, my brother.
Yeah, we'll be pulling
thank
for you, man.
Man.
You know that, and we can't wait to see you again. You know our door's always open for you anytime
yes,
you're
sir.
Out in Atlanta,
hopefully
man.
Hopefully I'll see y'all All-Star weekend, man. Much love.
Yes,
much
sir.
Love.
For sure. Thank you
all
very
right.
much, P.J.
All
Morton,
right,
joining
all right,
us from Sweden on the Steam Room.
Wow, that's awesome.
He's such a good dude.
He's such a good dude, but man, just, and I think it probably has a lot to do with his dad being a pastor. But man, it's interesting about music. Everybody likes music. Like, they might like a different type of music, but everybody likes music.
That's why I never throw any shade on anybody who says, oh, I like this, because different music can hit you in a different way, even if it's something that you don't normally listen to.
For some reason, Ernie, I'm starting to listen to country music now.
Well, you've always been a Kenny Rogers fan.
I have always been a Kenny Rogers, but Kenny, he'll make you cry.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, you know, Sam Hunt,
mm-hmm.
You know, Lady Antebellum.
Yeah.
I've always liked Toby Keith.
Yeah.
But for some reason, I'm on this, I forget the guy who sings Mercy. Like, I listen to that song, Have Mercy on Me. I mean, I'm thinking like, wow, Chuck is starting to like country music.
It's amazing.
Yeah, it is.
Hey, I will tell you this. If you're, when you get a chance and you're online, look up this P.J. Morton song, How Deep Is Your Love, oh, yeah. The live version with Yeba doing vocals with him. And that's where you'll hear, you'll see the impact that just certain notes can have. Yeah. And you see the how it ripples through the room when people hear it. So check it out. It's really good. And PJ's just an amazing talent. We appreciate him being on the show.
Thanks.
So that was a little something a little different. When we come back, we've got more of the same. Tim Kiley. So we go from PJ to TK.
We go from the top to the bottom. That would be a better way to explain it.
See, you always cut right to the chase. I appreciate that about you. We'll be back.
So I'm Ernie Johnson reporting. The Georgia Corn Producers Fact-Finding Touring Clinic concludes today. The Prospective Parents Program, sponsored by the Pink Ladies. Also under investigation is the theft of a typewriter valued at $250 from the hobby shop. I'll have more after this.
Don't you love the typewriter?
Hobby shop.
What's the Pink Ladies?
I have no idea. I was reading the news on WLAQ Radio in Rome, Georgia, 1977, summer internship. And I would spin country records at some point, and other points I would be the newsman, and that was a typewriter valued at $250.
So you spinning Dolly Parton and Merle Haggard back.
Oh, and Willie Nelson. Close your eyes, I'm a memory. Yeah, I remember, and yeah, it was that was like the first paying job I had in radio, was WLAQ.
Were you doing TV then too?
No, I was just radio, and I was still in school. So it was a summer. It was a summer internship in Rome that I went back to Georgia.
Look at him now.
Living in a trailer in Rome, Georgia.
What's the difference than that?
On the Kingston Highway.
You live in a trailer today, don't you?
You ain't right.
You and Cheryl Ann got a trailer now.
Tim Kiley, our esteemed Inside the NBA producer and product of local news, is here with our local news fix.
Ernie, I got a sore back.
What's wrong with your back?
My back hurts because I got this wheelbarrow to pick up all the names and teams you drop. Rob Lowe, Alicia Keys, Larry Fitz, Kenny Rogers. I root for the Falcons. I root for Philadelphia. What is wrong? Root for your team from your city.
We don't have a team.
You got the Falcons.
That's what I said. I root and growing up in Alabama, we don't have pro sports. So Atlanta's the closest city.
You had the Birmingham Stallions
didn't
that's
you? Right, USFL. Yeah,
no, that doesn't count.
Okay. By the way, Tim Kiley, as I've mentioned, is here, is wearing his old school Pirates hat. He's got Mustard. Steelers T-shirt on.
Well, first of all his hats are old because he's old.
Yeah.
He had that high school thing on last week.
That's right.
Yeah.
I just want to you know, it's my opportunity to shout out.
You got some local news for us?
Yes, I do, Ernie, and this is not as good as P.J. Morton, but, you know, come on.
Well, because you're not. Oh, yeah.
Now.
This is going to be good. These are always good, TK. I hate giving you a compliment.
All right, you ready?
Determined. Dependable.
Dateline Miami, Chuck. It's been cold here, down there, everywhere.
Yeah.
Past few days. Luckily, you don't have to worry about this.
Falling iguana alert is now underway in South Florida, and it's all because of the cold temperatures. People are being advised not to assume that an iguana lying on the ground still is dead. They don't die, they just become very still and are likely to fall out of trees where they sleep, which, as you can imagine, having an iguana fall on your head could actually hurt. So they're telling people to also watch out.
Now, how loud would you scream if that fell on you?
Oh, I'd scream like a little girl. Wait, so they don't die when they freeze?
No, they're cold-blooded, so the blood just keeps going into one area, and their head goes to sleep. And
So they're just waiting for you to say, hey, look at this, what I found here, and then they're going to jump right up.
I don't know.
Do iguanas hurt you?
I don't know. That was one thing I should have looked up. That was a poor job by me.
I don't know.
I've never heard of anybody getting bit or anything by an iguana.
You know what I love? You know what I love? Those cameras that you can have outside. I've got one that you can shoot at night. And so I've put it out there before because, you know, sometimes you'll see wildlife in the middle of the night and I'll look at the thing back because I didn't know why my bird feeders all kept getting knocked down in the morning. and I'd go down there and they'd be empty or something. And I put a camera out there, and there was a raccoon. Raccoon was coming out the tree, jumping on there, eating all the bird seed, taking it off and running. So you get one of those things. Get one of those.
I will.
Night
I'll do
vision
that.
Cameras.
In case you get a deer in the backyard.
I get those too. I see deer, bunnies.
You got to kill them then, don't raccoon, you?
Deers?
Deer's great meat.
Well, I don't know about that.
Yeah, yes, trust me, I've had plenty of venison.
It is good.
Yeah, it's really
good. I'm not going to kill a deer. It's in my yard.
No, but it's just good. It is good eating.
It's good eating, Ernie.
Venison.
All right, yes. Chuck, I have a question for you.
Yes, sir.
How many cities named Auburn do you think there are in the world?
I'm not going to say that. I know two.
Ten.
I know two at least.
Ten.
15.
15?
Really?
And one is in Australia.
Okay, I didn't know
everything
that.
Everything else is in the U.S.
That's Auburn, Washington, right?
Auburn, Washington, speaking of which.
A man living in the ceiling of a grocery store for weeks. So police have been trying to capture him since last month, but he keeps getting away.
Surveillance video taken when the store was closed shows someone dressed in black, face covered, carrying a large black bag that authorities say was filled with cigarettes he had just stolen in the store. This is not the first time employees have seen him. A barista told me she spotted his legs dangling from the ceiling in a storage closet once. Employees keep reporting the sound of footsteps overhead, but when police arrive, nothing.
That's not a true story.
It's a true story, Chuck.
How can the barista?
Auburn, Washington.
But he's got to be getting in a certain way. I think that's just weird, man. You can't catch a guy living in the ceiling.
So the barista saw the legs dangling and she didn't, like, tell anybody, or he didn't tell anybody? So, hey, there's a guy. I saw some legs.
Saw some legs dangling out the ceiling.
I just want to know, would you be comfortable, even though you lost a lot of weight, would you be comfortable hiding in with that ceiling?
That ceiling got no chance with me. That ceiling got no chance with me. Or you might add, but it's definitely got no chance with me.
I'll give you that.
So how long do we think this has been going on?
Since Christmas is what they said.
Yeah,
what's really funny about it, though, is the homeboy only steals cigarettes. He's not stealing food.
That's alcohol.
We don't know.
You know, he steals alcohol and steals and cigarettes.
Alcohol and cigarettes, the breakfast of champions.
There you go.
Gotta respect my guy.
So he's going a month. You just wonder what the ceiling is for this guy.
Hey.
That's our local news segment.
I apologize, America.
We wrap things up on the Steam Room, as we always do, old school style. The Chuck's answering machine.
You've reached Charles Barkley. Leave a message, America.
Hey, Ernie and Charles. Thanks so much for playing my request on the Steam Room and Inside the NBA. But more importantly, thanks for your contribution to the cause of saving our homes, wildlife, and bushland in Australia. That's huge, fellas. We really appreciate it. I'll be watching and listening every week. Thanks.
Now, Chuckster, you had said as we came on the Steam Room, you had said that you appreciated him calling
last week. It's amazing, that young guy right there, for him to take the time to watch our show. And not just watch the show, really, like, hey, guys, we're struggling over here in Australia, and you and Jeremy and all the guys put all the information together to show where people could donate money, and every little bit helps. There's no donation small enough. Little donations turn into big donations. But we just appreciate, number one, him having a conscious word about the wildfires, but also just being a loyal fan. I mean, he's in Australia watching our silly TNT show. That's awesome.
And you know, the thing that it points out to you too, Chuck, is if he had any second thoughts about doing that and said, oh, I'm not going to call that answering machine. You know, but because he went ahead and just said, I'm just going to take that step and see where it leads
me.
And that's the cool thing about it. And in an effort, let me read this for us too. In an effort to help those impacted by the fires, Warner Media and Warner Brothers are supporting Ellen DeGeneres and her effort to provide relief by donating $100,000 to Ellen's GoFundMe campaign, which will funnel funds to the Australian Red Cross, the humanitarian aid and community services charity, and WIRES, Australia's largest wildlife rescue organization.
That's awesome. Have you ever been on her show?
Never have. You know what? And I'll tell you something, because I love that show.
Yes.
And I will tell you that is one of those, no shame here, I have cried watching that show before.
Yeah.
Because she makes so many people's lives better by surprising them with stuff from time to time, and you watch and it's like, man, I love how she does that.
You know, that's one of the shows that I would love to do.
Yeah.
You know,
haven't done that? That's got to be the only show you've never done.
You know, TNT, you know, they put me on Conan.
You've been on all the late nights.
All the late birds, Colbert and Jimmy Fallon and Jimmy. And I've done all the shows. I'm actually, I think I'm doing one of them right before the All-Star game. But Ellen is one of the shows that I would love to do her show because she is awesome. You are correct.
Yeah.
I love when she just got to like a Lifetime Achievement Award at one of the award show, and she was so awesome.
Yeah. All right. Do we have another call?
Hey, Charles. Loyal listener Amy here. Love the podcast. I saw you at a local nail salon the other day getting a manicure and pedicure. I really appreciate a manly man like yourself focusing on self-care. My question is, can you give my husband some advice and let him know it's okay for a man to take care of the little things every now and then? Let's just say he needs some cuticle help majorly. Thanks so much. Have a good one. Bye.
Well, number one, thank you for calling in. Hey, I get a mani-pedi every week, Ernie. It's relaxing. I mean, first of all, it looks good.
You get anything put on your nails?
I get a clear. You can see I got a clear on now, America.
You never get a little... any kind of a tint or anything like that?
No, it's just it's a polish. It's called Nails for Males. I don't like
Nails for Males.
Yeah, I don't like the buff because the buff wears off. Like this is I'm going actually as soon as I leave.
But these are real nails, right?
They're real nails. But see, it's a Nails for Males clear polish. But I'm actually going when I leave here today.
Are you really?
I am. I'm going to get a mani-pedi.
How about the pedi part of that?
The pedi part is one of the highlights because my feet are ugly. They're not as ugly as Shaq's. First of all, I think it might be too late for Shaq feet. But if he would get a mani-pedi every week, as ugly as his feet are, they would look 100% better. 100% better.
So you have good toenails?
No, I have awful toenails.
So do I, and so I don't want to put somebody through that.
They get paid. They're not
manicure
doing it for
is fine.
Free.
Yeah, but I got some gnarly nails.
Yeah, but you won't. I'm telling you something. When they do, they break out the little drill and file.
Yeah, they need more than a drill.
I'm telling you, as bad as your feet are, as bad as my feet are, right after I get my pedicure, they look 100% better. Mm. They do.
That's good to know. Yeah. Next call.
I am in the steam room, and I am loving it. What up, fellas? It is Adam Lesko, your boy, and I'm excited. We got the NBA on TNT Tuesday nights, starting soon. Me, Candace, Shaq, and D-Wade. I got a question. You guys have been working with the big fella for a long time. Do you have any tips for me for getting the best out of Shaquille O'Neal? I love you both. I listen to every episode. It's getting steamy. I gotta run.
This dude just call in and do a promo for his own show.
Adam Lefko. Adam Lefko is one of the greatest.
He's one of the great guys. But he just called into our show to promote his own show.
See, I'm telling you, the guys, that's pretty quick. He's
Adam,
thinking.
We're glad to have you part of the team. You're fantastic.
What kind of advice can we give him on Shaq?
You got to get used to him playing music in the background, practicing his DJ skills. Leave him alone during that time. Always talk about hookah. He loves that. Loves hookah. As long as you leave him alone and let him practice his music and talk about hookah, you're golden. You are golden.
I would say be prepared.
For anything.
For the loud gum chewing as he sits down on the set.
This is what it sounds like in our ear, America, when Shaq is chewing gum. He has the microphone. We all can hear each other in the microphone.
And it's like six pieces of bubblicious all at once. Also, you might want to avoid watching him eat on the set if he's running a little bit late. We've seen him devour an entire chicken in two bites.
Oh my God.
Not talking about a piece of chicken.
No, a whole chicken.
And we think that it's dead at the time, but there's no telling. But other than that, Adam, you're going to love working with a big fella. He's the world's biggest kid, has a wonderful heart. and loves hanging out, and he's going to love that mix with you and D-Wade.
Yeah, I was going to say, I want to personally, I did it when we first signed him. I want to welcome D-Wade to the TNT family. We're glad to have you, and it's going to be awesome.
404-987-0330. You know what that number is?
No.
That's steam room, Chuck's answering machine. 404-987-0330. We'd love to hear from you. And again, it's amazing. You make the decision. I'm gonna call the steam room, and you never know what might happen because you went ahead and took the initiative and made that.
Because we don't know what might happen.
No, we don't. And that's what makes the show fun. I hope you've enjoyed it today. Thanks to P.J. Morton.
Yes.
And good luck to P.J. at the Grammys this Sunday. He's up for three.
Wow.
Got one last year. They greeted him at the airport in New Orleans with a jazz band, and it was awesome. So thank you, P.J. And thank you all for listening. We will see you next week in the Steam Room.